Time now for your comments. In our report on a Vietnamese village where former Senator Bob Kerry led a 1969 combat mission in which civilians were killed, Kiran Joshi of Cambridge, Massachusetts, objected to the reporter's description of the village as backwards. As someone who has lived in villages in the developing world for 4 years, I have come to understand that villages are rarely backwards. They simply have different resources available and different habits. In fact, I found many villagers to have a better understanding of what is important in life compared to many Americans. Nick Hsu of Mount Clemens, Michigan, writes with a clarification on our report about IBM's graffiti ad campaign. You stated that the penguin is the IBM's logo for their operating system Linux. This is incorrect. He goes on to say that IBM does work with Linux, but neither the operating system nor the penguin logo belong to IBM. Kathy Bulcombe of Davenport, Iowa, left this message on the listener comment line about our interview with Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Joe Alba. Bob Edwards questioned the placement of Davenport's baseball park in the floodplain.
I would argue that there is no more sublime an experience anywhere than watching a baseball game at that stadium on this mighty Mississippi. We should give up that experience and our access to the riverfront on one of the world's most famous rivers because it floods 3 times in 50 years? We think not. A mighty river will flood occasionally. If Davenport builds a flood wall, other cities will suffer more flood damage. The water has to go somewhere.
Finally, in appreciation of Joel Achenbach's commentary on the imprecision of language or the thing-thing phenomenon, Diane Hollingsworth of Philadelphia writes, "The problem of exact language isn't limited to America. I used to teach English in Athens, Greece. One day I needed an adapter plug for the class tape recorder, so I sent a student to the office with instructions to bring back the piece of equipment in question along with the correct name for it in Greek. She returned with the adapter and the information that the school secretary said it was called a tetia. That's Greek for thingamajig. Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.